I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the first weekend of December is upon us, and towns and organizations all over the Cape are ready to celebrate the holidays. This looks like the busiest weekend with all kinds of festivals and events happening.
We will have a very long list of holiday events in Cape Week and on our website. Santa Claus is going to be very busy this weekend, but I can mention some of the biggest town-wide ones. It is Holidays by the Sea weekend in Falmouth, Friday through Sunday, including caroling, a holiday stroll, lighting the green, and then starting at noon on Sunday, the Big Falmouth Christmas Parade. It's also Christmas in Harwich, Friday through Sunday, with a stroll, carol sing, and outdoor entertainment. It's Holly Folly, Friday through Sunday around Provincetown, and they've got dances, concerts, and in-stroll, and then the Jingle Bell Run from 9:30 to 11:30 Saturday morning, and that's along the beach and Commercial Street, and all runners are supposed to be in bathing suits or Santa suits. There's probably a half dozen other runs this weekend, and again, those are welcoming people to dress up in Santa clothes, or there's also the Ugly Sweater Run. Other town celebrations, they've got Brewster for the Holidays with more than 80 events from Friday through Sunday. Both the Hyannis Village Christmas Stroll and Christmas in Katuit are on Saturday, while the Centerville Stroll and the Yarmouthport Stroll are on Sunday. But really, check out our list because there's so much more going on.
Besides Christmas, the winter solstice is also coming up, and there's a medieval festival on Saturday night in Sandwich that marks that event.
This is sponsored by the Sandwich Arts Alliance, and it's called Come Feast and Be Merry. There's going to be 30 costumed cast members putting on a two-hour interactive medieval variety show. They've got a welcoming introduction, a grand procession, music, skits, and then caroling with the audience. There's going to be wassail to drink, desserts, and people can bring their own feasts or buy some food there. For the audience, they say that medieval dress is optional, but they do welcome you dressing up. And that's happening starting at 6:30 on Saturday at Sandwich Town Hall.
And there are many chances to see the Nutcracker Ballet at this time of year, but a show on Martha's Vineyard has a very different way of approaching that story.
Well, this is a production that's hosted by The Yard on the island, and it's the Bang Group from New York City performing a show they call Nut / Cracked. It will combine the traditional Tchaikovsky ballet story and score with music by Duke Ellington, Glenn Miller, and other composers. The group says that the result of all that tears the usual show limb from limb and turns the sugar-coated ballet into a percussive piece of dance theater. And it includes singing, tap dancing, and what they say is some unusual pointe-shoe activity. That's happening at 7 o'clock Saturday at the Martha's Vineyard Performing Arts Center in Oak Bluffs.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.